This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. عباد الله، اتقوا الله، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a Friday, the month of Ramadan is over, and many of us still feel the sadness of Ramadan within us. And for some, they've already forgotten Ramadan. And for some of us, as you know, we've discussed with quite a few people, it feels as though Ramadan came and left and never even happened. That's how quick it began and how quick it ended. And we notice that after the month of Ramadan, on the day of Eid, many of us will go and visit family members, relatives, friends of ours. And this is a tradition not only culturally, but from our deen, that we spend some time going and visiting people, going and visiting the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they're relatives of ours, friends of ours, colleagues, etc. We go and we visit them and we spend some time with them. But I want to highlight a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which teaches us how we are supposed to visit people without limiting the types of people that we visit. And it's a hadith that's mentioned to us, an authentic narration through Imam al-Bukhari, reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a man went to visit his brother in a village. A man, he travels and goes to visit his brother in a village. And as he's traveling to this village, he sees someone standing in the way, in that passage, the pathway, right? The path that he's about to travel through. He sees someone there. And this man asks him, he asks the person who's traveling to go visit a brother. He asks him, he says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm going to visit a brother of mine who lives in that village." And so the person who's standing, questioning him, he says, "What do you have from that person? Does he have a blessing of yours? Is there something that he has that, you know, belongs to you?" And the man responds to him and he says, "No, I'm simply going to see him, to visit him, because I love him for the sake of Allah." And the man who's questioning, he reveals his identity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, he says, "I am a messenger to you from Allah. And I've come to convey a message that Allah loves you just as you love that brother of yours that you're going to see. Allah loves you just as you love him." And so we learn from this hadith how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that we should not limit those that we go and visit to our friends or our family and relatives, those that we are on good terms with. Sometimes we need to visit those who we haven't spoken to in a long time. Sometimes we need to humble ourselves and go and call the people who we are neglecting on purpose, the people we are ignoring on purpose. And there's many reasons why we do this. There's many reasons. First of all, we notice that a lot of us will ignore others because of money. That person owes me money, so I'm not going to visit them. Until they pay me the money, I'm going to ignore this person. A personal grudge that we have. And the spirit of Ramadan and Eid is to also encourage us to go and visit those who we are trying to mend our relationship with. People who we've been ignoring for a long, long time. People who we've been neglecting on purpose. Whether they elbowed us one day and we didn't like it, or they said something to us and we didn't like it, or they borrowed money from us and never paid it back, or took too long to pay it back, or they said something about our family members or relatives of ours, right? Because this happens a lot within families and relatives, that we will refuse to meet someone. Oh, you know that person? No, they're not practicing enough. Or no, they said so-and-so thing about our sister or our mother or our brother. Right? I'm not going to go see that person. No, forget it. That person, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was rare that he would make a dua that goes against another person. It was rare that he would make a dua like the dua of someone who's oppressed, making dua for the punishment of someone else. Especially if that person is a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always want goodness for others. When people would say bad things to him, he would remain silent. When Aisha radiallahu anha, and subhanAllah, this morning I woke up and I saw this message, and it was a video reminding us of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people were coming and saying, Assalamu alaykum. When people were saying, may death be upon you. Sam comes from the word sum, poison. Poison leads to death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people were wishing death upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would he do? He would say, wa alaykum. He would say, and back to you. He would not say, and may you be cursed, and may you be punished, and may you rot in hell, and may this happen to you, and may that happen to you. That, you know, is an incubator for hatred. And hatred is what we see lives in the hearts of people today that do those acts known as acts of terrorism. And we don't want that to be incubating in our hearts. We don't want to be an incubator for hatred. You know, when a baby is born, we put them in an incubator, and that's a place that, you know, will develop the child, help the child to develop in a certain way. We don't want our bodies to be bodies that develop hatred and create hatred and instill hatred in our lives and the lives of the people around us. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was being told, may you receive death, he responded and said, wa alaykum. If that's what you're saying to me, then I respond with the same to you. But then Aisha radiallahu anha was there, and she started to curse them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at her and he stops her. What are you doing? Why are you saying that? Why are you adding to the words? And she says, Ya Rasulullah, didn't you hear what they said? And he says to her, didn't you hear what I said? Didn't you hear what I said? Didn't you hear my response to them? That's enough. That's sufficient. We don't need to add to it. We don't need to add fuel to the fire. And subhanAllah, we see so many things happening around us these days. Look at what happened in France just, you know, a few hours ago. Just a couple of days ago. What, you know, someone getting into a truck and driving through crowds of people. Imagine we're sitting here in the masjid right now. Imagine, just for the sake of it, that as we're sitting here gathering, for whatever reason, someone takes a truck and drives right through that door on that side, or drives right through this wall right here. How would we react? How would we feel? We look at the children that are sitting around us, children all over. Is it fair for this to happen to children? Is it right for someone to go and take the lives of other people, whether they're believers or non-believers, who are doing absolutely nothing harmful to you? They're not doing anything against you? No. That's not needed. And so we see how sometimes people instill hatred in the hearts of others, and that hatred comes out in various different ways. Remember, my brothers and sisters, when we go and visit others, We go and visit them to break down the hatred that we have inside of our hearts. Not to try and break down the hatred that's in their hearts. If someone hates you, or someone has a grudge against you, yeah, you work with them. But when we have a grudge against someone, we go and visit them to break down the grudge inside of our own hearts. Give them a gift. Give them a smile. Do something nice for them. Buy them a subscription of something. Whether it's, you know, to clean their driveway during the winter. Buy them a season pass of someone who's going to come and clean their driveway. Have their lawn mowed every single week or every second week. Go and take their garbage out. Humble yourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we humble ourselves for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can build bridges in our communities. You will see that a lot of the time, the problems between us as human beings is not the other person, it's myself. It's me. The problem is with me. I didn't respond in the right way. I didn't react in the right way. And these are things that we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to conclude the first part of the khutbah reminding us of another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we've taken two hadith, right? I want to conclude with another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever loves that he be granted more wealth and that his lease of life is prolonged. Now pay attention. We just said, whoever wants more wealth and whoever wants the lease of their life, because our lives is like a lease with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're here for a period of time. When the contract is over, we return. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a simple remedy, a simple solution to earn more, to live longer lives upon iman, right? Not to live longer so that we can do what we want and then, you know, have some time in our retired life to simply turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite some more Qur'an and do more istighfar, etc. No, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us two things that we will get if we simply do this. We prolong our lives and we earn more wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then he should keep good relations with kith and kin. Keep good relationships with our relatives. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that one of us is maintaining our relationship with our relatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. How do we know that? We know it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, through a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Ar-Rahim, He is Ar-Rahman, and He created Ar-Rahim. Rahim is, and we know Silat al-Rahim, it is that relationship that we have with our relatives. It's how we behave towards our relatives. And it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, when one of us cuts off our relatives, Allah cuts us off from Him. When we cut ourselves off from our relatives, Allah cuts Himself off from us. Why? Because He is Ar-Rahman, the creator of Ar-Rahim, Silatul Rahim, Rahim, which is kinship. He is the creator of it. And when we cut ourselves off from our relatives, we are cutting ourselves off from the blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by simply maintaining a relationship with our relatives, but we refuse to do so. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to upkeep our relationship with our relatives and friends. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to visit those who we've been neglecting for years and sometimes months. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to be exemplary individuals. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I want to take a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Usually I stick to two, either one verse, one hadith, or two hadith. Today I'm covering three. Three are the main hadith. The first two had to do with with relationship and relatives and visiting others, etc. In this part of the khutbah, we will remind ourselves and encourage ourselves for those that are capable to continue fasting throughout this month for a minimum of 6 days. Why 6 days? The Prophet ﷺ tells us, "Man saama Ramadan," whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan, "thumma atba'ahu bi sittin min Shawwal," then follows it up by 6 days of Shawwal, "kana ka siyam ad-dahr," it is as though we fasted the entire year. Now, I want to highlight a few points here, because some people misunderstand and don't understand, or you know, get very confused. They say, "Well, I missed one day of Ramadan, I cannot fast the days of Shawwal." That's not true. So for someone who missed a day, or missed 2 days, or maybe you know, missed a few days because they were sick, or because they were traveling, or maybe it was a sister who it was that time of the month for her and she could not fast for 5, 6, or 7 days, or however many days during the month of Ramadan. Now what do we do? It's very simple. First of all, the scholars say, for those that have missed a few days, make up those days of fasting first. Make up those missed days of Ramadan before you fast the 6 days of Shawwal. However, some of the scholars say that you can combine those days. You can combine your fasts that you missed during Ramadan with the fasts of Shawwal. Some of the scholars agree to this and allow it. So if you want to do that, what I learned from my teachers in Medina was that if you missed a few days and you can fast those days during the month of Ramadan, during the month of Shawwal, fine. But some people fast, you know, missed fasting the entire month of Ramadan. Maybe a mother was breastfeeding or she was pregnant and it's difficult for her. And she, you know, feels as though I would like to fast 6 days. Maybe I only fasted a few days during Ramadan, 3 or 4 days, and I'm going to try to fast the 6 days of Shawwal. What does this person do? You can combine, as the scholars say. If you missed many, combine. And another thing that we need to learn as well is that those who miss days of fasting during the month of Shawwal, for whatever reason that is valid, whether you were traveling or whether you were sick, or you know, it was that time of the month, whatever reason that is valid, Islamically valid, and you need to make up those days. Those days that we missed, as the scholars say, you fasted the month of Ramadan that was compulsory upon you. The days that you were traveling were not compulsory upon you at the time. The days that we were sick were not compulsory upon us at the time. The days that maybe a sister had her menstrual cycle, it was not compulsory for her to fast at the time. So she or he fasted all the days that they had to fast that were compulsory for them to fast during the month of Ramadan, and the days they need to make up, they can make up later. And so they can fast the days of Shawwal before fasting the days that they missed. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Don't think that Allah is going to hold you accountable for every minute little thing that you try to do as khair, thinking, "Oh, I'm not going to get anything good, this is shar." No, this is something that's good. You are going out of your way in goodness, trying to help yourself get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think Allah is going to just, you know, turn you away and say, "You made a mistake, you did the wrong thing." No, you did what the scholars say in their interpretation of the hadith is correct. And we leave it upon the shoulders of our scholars and teachers that we learn from, so that we can understand the hadith and understand the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the encouragement to fast the 6 days of Shawwal is upon us. And if we fast the 6 days of Shawwal, the reward, as we mentioned in the Arabic, is as though we fasted the entire year. But is it equivalent to the fasts of Ramadan? No. So if someone was pretending that they did not need to fast, or someone, it happens, says, "You know what, I don't need to fast Ramadan, forget about Ramadan," and says, "I'll just fast 6 days during Shawwal," and it's as though I fasted the whole year. A year is 12 months, that includes Ramadan. So I would have fasted all of Ramadan if I fasted 6 days of Shawwal. I'm sorry. That is where you're playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where you're trying to prove or challenge your Creator, our Creator. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to fast the days of Shawwal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us as an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to live upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to instill values of hatred inside of us. Not to try and trick and play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to be people people that are deceptive and deceiving. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide every single one of us. Ameen. Before we conclude, my brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is over, no doubt. And we will continue with our regular Friday night halaqat, which will begin from tonight, insha'Allah ta'ala, from 8 o'clock until Maghrib. It's a family halaqa. For those that want to come and can come and are available, bring yourselves and your children. Bring your family, your children, come as a family, insha'Allah ta'ala. We will learn a little bit, and then there's some sports and activities that can be played with the youth, and there's usually refreshments, etc. And so come to the masjid. Make the masjid a place that we return to. We came to it every single day during the month of Ramadan, and we see that we come to it every single Friday for Salatul Jumu'ah. Let's try to make it a place where we come to regularly to benefit and have our children grow up around good, righteous people. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We conclude by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he and his angels do. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alaihi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim mubarak 'ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to strengthen us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all those that are misguided, to bring them upon iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us as an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us exemplary individuals in society. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children and to protect our loved ones and protect our families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be people that show the right and the true example of this deen and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect those that are suffering and struggling in different parts of the world, to safeguard them and protect them and grant them ease. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Whether it's in Palestine, in Palestine, in Syria, in Iraq, in different countries in Africa, in Central Africa, whether it's in Pakistan, Afghanistan, in Burma, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims all over the world, and those that are being oppressed, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take them out of oppression. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum. Remember Allah and He will remember you. Wad'uuhu yastajib lakum. Wa ladhikru Allah akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Aqim as-salah.